As a reminder, in the event of any emergency, OregonGMRS.org will designate a net control on this repeater. Probably won't happen unless there's a fire or something really local for us, so just letting you know. Please visit Amron.com to learn more about Amron Protocol for emergencies, and visit the Amron YouTube page as a great resource for staying up to date with emergency communications, the latest radio and equipment reviews, and digital communications. Please go explore and define your communication skills, my friends, now more than ever. This is week 227, working in the fifth year of the Amron Net. Amron stands for the American Readout Radio Operators Network and is a nationwide disaster preparedness network made up of radio operators who are here to help during times of emergency and civil defense. Everyone with a GMRS license is welcome to participate in this net. I spell Amron, A-M-R-R-O-N. The goal of this net is to equip all citizens in Southern Oregon with the ability to receive and share information during a disaster or extended power communications outage. To further that goal, it's important for you to be able to get and assimilate local, regional, national, and worldwide news and situations that may affect you when radio may be the only form of communication that you have. Lastly, you should cultivate relationships with like-minded neighbors using the Amron Channel 3 project. That is GMRS FRS Channel 3, MERS 3, CB Channel 3, and a ham simplex designated for the Amron Channel 3 project, which is 146.420. So I encourage you to switch channels on your radio and participate at the end of this net. This is only a practice net. To learn more about Amron, visit Amron.com. Also, be sure to visit our local webpage at soamron.com. That is S-O-A-M-R-R-O-N.com. There's local information there as well as the early check-in form located on the main page. For any Amron or radio-related questions that are not answered during this net or on the website, or to get information or guidance on being a net operator or Channel 3 project guide for your community, please email us at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. Once again, that is sogmrsnet, like net, at gmail.com. You may also use this email address to sign up for the Amron Intelligence Report via email. We are family-friendly and want anyone with a GMRS license to feel free to talk, including children. The only expectation is courtesy, patience, and helpfulness. All right, here's the Amron Net Word of the Week. Get ready to write it down. This is to help with your radio skills in receiving and passing accurate messages. The word is a Bible verse. It usually stands for 2 weeks at a time. We don't have to talk about it. We don't really, to save time, we're not going to discuss it. It's just the word of the week. You may say it or not during your check-in. Okay, write this down. The net word of the week is Romans 12:18. Same as last week. That is Romans 12:18. I spell that R-O-M-A-N-S and the figures 1. 2:18. All right, the dad jokes of the week. Did you hear about the restaurant on the moon? Great food, no atmosphere. I don't know why these make me laugh so much. The next one is, I used to be a baker, but I couldn't make enough dough. The mom joke is, what three words solve dad's every problem? That would be Ask your mother. I've had confirmation that that is correct. All right, here's the communications trivia for the week. The earliest long-distance communication method was the smoke signal. It was utilized in North America, where every tribe had its own communication method. Danger was indicated by smoke coming from the hilltop. Ancient China also employed the smoke signal. Smoke signals were sent from the tower to tower by the soldiers stationed at the Great Wall to warn of danger. They were able to send messages this way for up to 750 kilometers within a few hours. In the Vatican, the smoke signal is still used to notify the selection of a new pope during the conclave procedure. Pretty interesting information. All right, back to business. The current AMRON Channel 3 project is as follows. The CB Channel 3 check-ins are before the net with Roger, Dave 101 Mechanic, and Rascal. Illinois Valley starts at 6:15 and the Greater Grants Pass area at 6:30. That's for the CB checks. Illinois Valley AMRON Channel 3 FRS and MERS check-ins are on Mondays during the IBARC check-in with Craig and Judy. All other Channel 3 check-ins take place at the end of this net. The order of the net is as follows. We're going to take announcements, then we'll do check-ins, then we'll do confirmations of online check-ins and late check-ins and visitors. Then I'll read the AMRON Intelligence Brief. We'll do the Channel 3 project, and the net will close, and I'll be standing by for any questions or discussions. So let's start with announcements. Lady first, Karen 359, you there?
WRJX 359, Karen.
Well, hey there, Sunshine. Got you loud and clear. Go ahead with your message.
I'd like to invite all of the ladies out there to join in the Patriot Ladies Net every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. We have various topics of discussion. We support one another, and we practice our skills. So if you know a lady that's a little bit timid about getting on the radio, have her listen in and hopefully join in. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Back to net control.
Thank you very much, Karen. Appreciate that and appreciate everything you do for the Patriot Ladies. Great group of women and young ladies. We love that. Thank you. Let's go to Craig for the Illinois Valley. Are you there?
WIP Chase, 605, Craig and O'Brien.
All right, Craig, there's a little bit of noise, but go ahead with your message because you're coming through the repeater just fine.
IVARC, IBARC, the Illinois Valley Amateur Radio Club, Education, Community Activities, Technical Assistance, meeting every second Tuesday, 6 p.m. at Wild River Pizza in Cave Junction. Monday night, we have a net, 7 p.m., CMRS 462-600, CL 141.2, located on $8 Mountain. Then we have the AMRON Channel 3, and then the MERS AMRON Channel 3 project. Wednesday night, we have a 7 p.m. Ham Simplex, 146-420, at 7 p.m. Find out more about us, ivark.org, ivark.org at proton.me is our email, ivark Facebook, ivark Communication Hub on YouTube. Thank you for taking that.
Okay, Craig, you fell off a couple times there, but I think everybody got the message. Anybody out there who missed that message and would like to know more, please go to ivarc.org for more information. They got a great thing going on in the Illinois Valley out there. All right, I have another announcement. Ron 330 is going to talk about the T-Rex exercise coming up on the 25th, 26th, and 27th of this month. Ron 330, are you there?
I'm here. How's my signal?
perfectly loud and clear. Go ahead.
Okay. Like she said, T-Rex is on July 25th, 26th, and 27th. And we are going to participate in this area, and you're allowed to participate too. Here's what's going to happen. We're going to get information from the Ameron, and that will come in through Doug and through Jim. And if there's a message that needs to be passed locally, they will get a hold of me. Stand by for more. Once they get a hold of me, then I will wait till the top of the hour and get on MERS 3 and read that information. And then I will ask for someone that will be able to go to the other Channel 3 frequencies and pass that information on. In other words, I would like one or two people, that's all, to copy the information down. Now, first thing I'll do is read the information, and then I'll ask for somebody to copy it, and they will copy it, and and there's a procedure for doing that. You'll get to hear that. Stand by. Once they copy that information down, then their responsibility will be to go to the other Channel 3 projects and do the same thing I just did. And once they do that, then I will go to the 146-420 and do the same thing again. In other words, we do the MERS frequency, Channel 3, because it's a non-licensed frequency. And then we go to the Ameron Channel 3 frequency, which is a ham-licensed frequency. And we will pass the information down that way. And everybody gets a chance to listen, and if you want, you can take it down. Stand by. If you take the information down, and I will read it to you, there's a procedure for doing this. You want to get the form off the Ameron page, and if you go to soameron.com, click on forms, and there will be a place to go to get the form. It's a special way. The message will be passed 5 words at a time. However many sentences it takes, it's still going to be 5 words at a time. So anyway, if you're would like to participate, here's your chance. Get ready for it and be ready on July 24, 25, 26, and 27. It'll start about noon on the 25th, go all day 26th, and end about noon on the 27th. That's all I've got for now. Back to that control.
Well, thank you, Ron. Certainly appreciate that. And I will be around that weekend and be probably moving over and trying to pass that message to SRS. And we need somebody to do it for the CB, Channel 3, and a few more people who want to participate. That would be great. Practice your message handling skills, people. And once again, you can go to soameron.com website there. Go to the Forms tab on the top right and download that message handling form, and you'll see what it is. It's 5 words per line, and it's not as hard as you think it is. It's good to practice, so I encourage people to do that and step up. We'll ask for one or two at a time to do that. So thanks, Ron. Are there any other announcements? Please come now.